Good morning, listeners. It's time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Yay, Thompson! Cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Let's do a shout out right at the beginning. Anybody got any shout outs?
A shout out to Mama.
And.
Porn.
And.
Arian Alley.
Angel Ariadne Alley. And Lonnie.
And Lonnie.
And grandmother.
And grandma.
And Nana.
And Nana.
And godmother.
And godmother.
And Lisa and Lori and Tara.
And Lisa and Lori and Tara.
And a shout out to Jeff Daly in LA.
A shout out to Jeff Daly in LA.
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You've been to Los Angeles, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of times now, huh? Wow. So, again, we're going to start the show with another sort of shout-out. This is a, I'll just read it. You know what? I'll just go straight into it. This is from the VFW. They're running a competition, an essay competition, to give out college scholarships to help kids go to school. And we just think the world of our veterans. We think the world of the VFW. Your grandpa was a founding member of the United States Air Force. He was one of the first guys to get a blue uniform, and he helped pick out all the officers, and he worked for Bob McNamara, and he set up the service. Did you know that, Thompson?
I knew that before.
You knew that before? When did you know that before?
I knew it before, in 1612, remember?
Oh, 1612. I don't know why that number keeps coming up. It doesn't tie to the Roanoke colony or anything. Anyways, it's called Patriots Penned. And it goes like this. Students, would you like to win money for college? The Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, gives out over $1 million in awards every year to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade middle school students through their Patriots Pen Contest. All you need to do is write a 300 to 400 word essay on a patriotic theme. This year's theme is What Patriotism Means to Me. The top national prize is $5,000. Visit the VFW's website at www.vfw.org for additional information. The deadline is November 1st, 2013, so get those pens a-scribbling. And hopefully somebody out there can do like Charles Kuralt did a long, long time ago when he was a kid in school, and he won the contest. And thank God for that, because Charles Kuralt is one of the greatest poet laureates America has ever had. And I am drinking Three Beans coffee with a good half and half from our friends up there in Petaluma at Clover Stornetta Farms. We French pressed it, and we've got a little turbinado raw sugar from Malawi. Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you. So, Thompson, yesterday you started watching maybe the most important educational program ever made. And what's the name of that show?
James Brooks Continents.
Connections, not continents. Why do you say continents?
This is working.
Why do you say continents?
Because I just say.
So, tell me all about James Brooks Connections. Tell me all about James Brooks Connections.
I love alligators.
They love alligators? What kind of animal is an alligator? Is it a mammal? Is it a fish? Is it a bird?
Is it
a reptile?
It's just an alligator.
It's just an alligator? Is there an alligator on James Brooks Connections?
I think so.
So what is James Brooks Connections show about?
It shows about myself.
It's a show about you?
Yeah.
How do you mean it's a show about you?
It's a show about me because it's a show about me.
What part do you play on the show?
I play in the playground.
You play in the playground?
Uh, uh, uh.
So what is this you're reading in your dictionary here? You're very distracted, so what are you reading about? You were just telling me about an animal you were reading about. What's that?
A hippopotamus. It's got
shiny. What does it say? What does it say there? What's that paragraph say?
It says, a hippopotamus uses its huge tusk like lower front teeth to fight other animals that invade its territory.
To fight other animals that invade its territory. Yeah, that's right. Hippopotamus is the most dangerous animal on the entire continent of Africa, and that is a very big continent full of very dangerous things.
Really? Africa? 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 Africa?
Yep, that's where hippopotamuses are. I don't know if hippopotamuses are in Asia. I want to say they are, but and maybe they are, maybe they aren't. The word hippopotamus literally means river horse in the language of ancient Greece. When these people first saw the hippopotamus, they thought it looked like a large horse. Do you think a hippopotamus looks like a horse?
Well,
that doesn't look like a horse to me. Does that look like a horse to you?
No, it looks like a hippopotamus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like a hippopotamus. But if you had never ever seen one before, would you say that was a horse?
No.
Me neither. Horses don't have giant tusks.
No.
No, they don't have those giant tusks. They don't have those little tiny ears either.
Tiny ears?
They don't have a mouth that's like the size of their whole head. Big head mouth. Oh my goodness. So, hey, look at this. Wow, what's that stuff?
Man, arm, reed, mouth, flax, basket.
But those are pictures. Those aren't words. How do you know those are the words for those pictures? What is that called? Here, I think this is the word.
No.
Wait, what's that? How do you spell that? How do you say that word?
Hieroglyphic.
No. Remember, use the pronunciation. Hieroglyphic. Hey, we're out of time. Oh my goodness, we're going to go over. Hey, all right, say goodbye, everybody. We love you out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you. Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody. Bye.